Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You see, that's the whole thing about whether or not there can be any UFO disclosure. If everything is, if you guys suggest, E.T. is among us, maybe we can induce them to land. I think if I was responsible for that, I'd stay away from the crazy earthlings because we'd shoot them. And even if we have the power to destroy earthlings, that would just start a space war. We don't want that. How would we be educated to handle genuine encounters with extraterrestrials? Not in this world where you can't put two people in the same room and have them agree on who the president is. It used to be part of a cognitive test, by the way. And you go to a cognitive test here in the States, and one of the common questions would be, who is the president? Now, you can't get a correct answer.
That is so funny. What an interesting observation that is.
Yeah, pretty funny. But, you know, I do think that the UFOs are, I mean, it's clear to me, they're putting on a pretty aggressive publicity campaign, showing themselves off on purpose. Yeah, they are evasive. You know, you can't just go outside and see a UFO anytime you want. But on the other hand, we have incidents like the Phoenix Lights, the Hudson Valley Wave, the Gulf Breeze Wave, a wave over Whitville, Virginia, the Topanga Canyon Wave, the Belgium Wave, huge wave in France. They are showing themselves off over and over again in an obvious wanting to be seen manner. So I think they are doing their part to disclosure, but are doing it in a way that's not wanting to cause too many waves, complete panic, and, oh, you know, setting off an atom bomb in our culture. But bit by bit, they seem to be getting closer and closer, and this phenomenon, I think it is escalating bit by bit.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe that's what's really going to happen, and they know it, and that's why what we're really in for. You know, maybe Stephen Bassett's going to finally, you know, live to see his day where, you know, the UFOs do come down, and that's what they're getting us prepared for now.
Yeah, I hope so, because I do feel like they're going to, I mean, look at MUFON and NUFORC, National UFO Reporting Center. They receive, you know, what, 10, 20 reports daily. Most people do not report to reporting centers, but they've had a steady escalation of reports. And whether this is due to the fact that people are more aware of UFOs or this phenomenon is actually escalating, I think that's a matter of some speculation and debate. But I'm on the side where, like, no, this phenomenon is escalating. Because there are regular waves of sightings, and we're way overdue for one. So I am looking forward to the next big Phoenix Lights type incident where thousands of people are seeing this, and it can no longer ever be denied, ever. The Phoenix Lights had happened in today's times, we would have more than just a few, you know, pieces of footage. We would have hundreds.
We also have to separate the two Phoenix Lights cases, the one that was just flares and the one that was kind of strange. Now, recalling back to the 1990s, I was busy writing technology books. I didn't look outside. And probably if I did, I would have seen something.
Yeah, I like the Phoenix Lights incident. So many, I mean, what, Kurt Russell came out publicly. He's like, oh yeah, I was there. I saw it. And, we have more and more people, you know, celebrities, people within government. We have senators who've seen UFOs. We have representatives. We have presidents. We have governors. We have people within every level of government and military who have come forward and said that they've seen stuff. We've had disclosure to a large extent. What we really need is a sitting head of state to say, flat out, this is real.
Well, we should point out here, too, that Kurt Russell was the original star of Stargate, the movie version. He played the role that Richard Dean Anderson played in the TV show.
Maybe he knows something. But, yeah, did you see Biden recently asked about UFOs?
He said, go talk to Obama.
He dodged the question. End of the conference. I wish he would just say it. Come on, say it. It's not that hard. UFOs are real. Honestly. Stop lying, you guys. Ugh.
Isn't he religious or something, though, too? Isn't he goes to church and all of that. I mean, people, churchy people seem to be less inclined to want to believe in UFOs, or it's seen as kind of a threat to their hierarchy or something. I mean, I don't know how religious he is, but, you know.
Yeah, I've talked to people who were very religious and had encounters, and it's difficult for them. It shifts their worldview. Some, you know, start to think, oh, maybe this is demonic. I've had a few people, you know, who are still convinced of that. But most people who are super religious and confront this phenomena start to question religion in its entirety and sort of shift away from, you know, being strictly religious. I respect people's faith. You know, that's fine. Believe what you want to believe. I would certainly never, you know, want to step on anyone's toes in that capacity. Religion is a core belief for people, but so is the existence of UFOs. This is something that will change your worldview, and I think that's why it's so hard for skeptics, because it is a core belief, something that really defines who you are and your place in this universe. I don't think we're the top of the food chain. I don't think the Earth is the center of the universe. That's never worked out, historically speaking. I think we're just getting more and more reminders of that with this whole phenomenon coming closer and closer and closer.
Getting back to your book now briefly, not because we don't want to forget that, because after all, this is one of the reasons you're here, is to talk about your new book. And can you tell us about, there's one here that's kind of caught my interest. A young artist is visited by short blue humanoids intent on recording all her memories. That sounds pretty interesting. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Short, yeah, and blue. I got to hear about this. Short, yeah, blue.
Blue-skinned beings. Not little green men, little blue men.
Not Smurfs.
No. And, you know, I do hear all different types of ETs, grays mostly, over 50% easily. Gosh, maybe even 70%. Praying mantis is fairly common. Human-looking. Strange humanoids of all kinds, but short blue humanoids does turn up fairly regularly, and you might be interested to know that this is a family member, and this is in fact the artist for this, the cover of this book. This is Christine Kisara, my sister-in-law, who didn't tell me this at first until, you know, I had been pretty deep into UFO research. She's like, you know, I think it's time that I tell you about what happened to me as a kid. And she was just a little girl, maybe 12 years old or so, 9, and was sleeping in her bedroom with her little sister. And I woke up one evening to see these figures around her bed, at the foot of her bed mostly. And she described them as short blue beings with kind of this thick, folded skin, tiny little twinkly, beady eyes, wearing cloaks of some kind. It was dark. She didn't get a super good look at them, but she did do an illustration of them. It's in the book. I've showed it to other contactees who claim to have seen these beings, and they're like, wow, that's exactly what I saw. So I feel like it's probably, her representation is probably very accurate. She's very talented. And she described how these guys took out these little fiber optic type instruments. They look like little fiber optics, about as long as a pencil maybe, very thin, and started pressing them to the bottoms of her feet. She's not sure if it pierced the skin or not. She doesn't think so. She didn't really feel any energy or anything from it. Didn't hurt. She wasn't scared. But she's like, leans up and says, what are you doing? And they said, oh, we are taking your memories. We are recording your memories.
Wait a minute. Recording her memories from her feet. Okay? Yep. Did she wash her feet first? We've got more to come with Preston, Dan, Hachin, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, no smelly feet jokes.
I think this is really interesting, though, because young people, a lot of young people have experiences with them. These aliens do seem to be very interested in our youth. Children, yes, they have great imaginations, but they also
they're not sophisticated enough to come up with that kind of a lie for the most part, you know? Like, they just, then they have no reason to be afraid of it either. They're not stigmatized. They're just like, this happened to me, right?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I did write in the past a book for children, because they're the ones who are dealing with it, and their parents don't believe them most of the time. This is a note to all parents out there. If your kid starts describing aliens coming into their bedroom, maybe, you know, take them a little more seriously. Usually they'll, it's a nightmare, it's a nightmare. I hear it over and over again.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, here we go with another thing with disclosure. If they do disclose, I mean, how many parents actually do have that with kids doing that? I mean, all of a sudden, are we going to have parents panicking that their kids are being abducted by aliens? Like, actually are being abducted by aliens, and it's not just like a dream?
Yeah, that's why I'm like saying this is a can of worms.
Wow.
They've made their own bed. This is their own darn fault for handling the phenomena this way and making UFO witnesses look like liars or hoaxing or misperceiving or on drugs. Stupid.
Well, let me ask you this. You made a really interesting point about how, from our perspective, our worldview is very different from people who have, there are still people who've never really even heard of it. I mean, today it'll pretty much is in our culture, but it's all, there are people who, you know, just think of it as, you know, it's part of an advertising campaign. It's all fiction. It's just part of, you know, culture. It's not real. For us, we know it's real. Our worldview includes the view that Earth is not alone in the universe. There are other intelligent beings that are technologically advanced visiting Earth, or at least our civilization from somewhere, wherever they come from. And that worldview is so completely different from people who don't have it. Now, back at the beginning of the show, you described how you were one of those people. You simply didn't believe it. You were in a complete other headspace. Your worldview has shifted an incredible amount to go from there to where you are now. Can people do it overnight?
They're going to have to. I've talked to people who have been shocked out of their skin by driving up to a UFO or seeing one land in their backyard. And I can only imagine how difficult that must be, because it was difficult for me just learning that it was real secondhand from other people's stories. I mean, I was not happy. This is why I won't let it go. It was so hard, and I don't want anyone to have to go through that. Yeah, they're going to have to, and I've talked to people who've been just knocked over by this phenomena, having a sighting while they're super skeptical. A lot of people, they're not so skeptical, you know, they just don't really think about it. They're like, you know, maybe, I think it's probably real, but I haven't looked into it. I think probably that's the majority of people who, you know, aren't, like, interested in this phenomena. Times are changing. I remember when the Pentagon made the first announcement, what was it, 3 years ago? You know, the pilots are seeing this stuff, the Tic Tac incident. I brought it up at work, and then no one had heard of it. It made no ripple in the mainstream culture. But now they're all coming up to me at the office. I'm like, oh, you were right. I'm like, oh, what? Yeah, I've been telling you since I've been working here that this is real.
How does that feel? Does that feel good to be a little bit? I mean, yeah, but what if they do the same thing as they've always done, though, Preston, where, I mean, this is the classic Robertson panel discrediting strategy where you build up a story and you build up a story and you make it seem like it's going to be something, and then at the end they take the pin and they pop the balloon, right?
Yeah, good you luck.
It's when like the Superman thing. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a bird.
Oh, yeah, it actually is a bird. yeah.
I'd like to see him try. Say that there's nothing to this. We think it might be a foreign country. Ha! Yeah, go ahead. We are armed now. We have an army of investigators ready with the evidence. Good evidence. Radar returns. Landing trace cases. Implant removal cases. Medical effect cases. Electromagnetic effect cases. No, we are ready. We have enough really good evidence, I think, to hold up in a court of law to prove this phenomena.
But would anybody want to bother to be like, okay, we know, you know, we both know, is like, okay, I'm going home to have dinner now.
Yeah, I don't think disclosure is going to have the kind of effect we're looking for until we see the Roswell craft in a museum and the bodies. To me, that's disclosure. Anything less, I'm not settling for.
Do you ever feel like you're getting a little burnt out by the whole thing? Like, do you suffer from that at all? Like, where it's just like, you've so enmeshed yourself in it that you just kind of need a break sometimes?
Yep, absolutely. I'm not sure I'd call it burnout. I'd call it like oversaturation. I'm like, oh my God, I can't live and breathe and eat UFOs 24 hours a day. I need a break. But it's like quicksand. You can't get out of it. It's really, really hard. I think I've heard a number of people say this. Like, once you're in, you're part of the club. There's no way out.
It's like Hotel California. You're in Hotel California.
I love this stuff. I think it's super interesting. I mean, it's science fiction come to life. I understand skeptics, having been one myself. When people think, oh, you know, it doesn't affect me. You know, why should I even care? Like, well, it probably does affect you more than you know. I mean, just think, if we actually do have this technology, think how much that can change every single aspect of society. If this comes out in a mainstream way, and our government says, yes, they're aliens, they're here, we're in contact with them, well, religion is going to be impacted, economics is going to be impacted, science, oh my God, medicine, education, all the history books are going to have to be rewritten. This has got to be taught in schools, because it is history. This is now a part of human history, and it's a big, big story.
You know what makes it worse? They even have arguments about history, whether, for example, we could reflect the history of this country as it concerns slavery and such. We can't have that history because they object to it. How dare we say things that really happen, even if we don't like them? So just getting accurate history is enough. I mean, when I went to school, I remember being told stupid things about George Washington, the cherry tree, back like I was in elementary school. That stuff, of course, was nonsense. But it's not that we even give our kids accurate information in their schools all the time. So imagine teaching them about them. Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, Preston Dennett. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. Phoenix, Arizona fire officials say Saturday's fire is requiring more personnel than any other fire in the city's history. More than 200 firefighters engaged the blaze on the west side of the city. It engulfed multiple buildings and started at a recycling center. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is rejecting the latest Republican proposal on the infrastructure bill. Biden saying on Friday the GOP proposal doesn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The two sides will continue negotiations on Monday. It's shaping up to be an unusually deadly year for some of Florida's most beloved animals.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Of course, you know, I look at the scenario that Bryce Abel and Richard Dolan posted in AD After Disclosure. But they thought of major announcements of the presence of ETs. And I think this is going to be done, if it is done, if it happens that way, in such a low-key fashion, very few people will care. Oh, ET's out there, big deal. Let me get back to watching something on TV.
Yeah, well, when ETs come on The View or something, or The Talk, or one of these major talk shows, an actual alien, I think...
Well, they can't go on Ellen's show for much longer. She's wrapping up her program.
Yeah, too bad Oprah's show isn't on. That would have been the ultimate. Oprah talks to the ETs. Hey, she could still do it. She did Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Maybe they should come on with the ETs. Then people would watch.
But it's already part of our culture, too. I mean, all the way down. I mean, every major manufacturer of products has used aliens as in their marketing scheme at some point. All, you know, even the Maytag repairman, you know, like it's VW shaped like a UFO. It's all Sony has had one. There's been so much the Simpsons have had. They've got aliens. Aliens are everywhere, right? Yeah. So we've been like, you know, you use the term saturation. Our culture has been saturated with it.
Right one now. Time years ago, Stanton Friedman appeared in a comic book.
Yeah, J. Allen Hynek was on to tell the truth. Yeah, this has been in every part of our culture. I wonder about that. I think this is part of the publicity campaign, and I think this is what's forcing the government's hand with the disclosure. Because I suspect, you know, I can't prove this, but I suspect that they are in some level of diplomatic relations or communications with ETs who are pushing disclosure. And they're like, listen, if you don't do it, we will. And when the time comes where everyone pretty much knows what UFOs are, the ETs could do a disclosure event overnight. And I think that's probably what's going to happen. We're going to not have Phoenix Lights. We're going to have New York, Phoenix, Chicago, L.A., Paris, London lights all at once. Boom. And then it'll be a different world.
Or
that could happen.
Something that I've always said, and Gene has pointed out, has actually happened in sci-fi movies, is where they do like a space-based broadcast where, you know, the scientists, the people at the observatories, anybody who's got a dish or can pick this up, and it's broadcast to everyone on the planet from a place out in space where it's undeniable that it's not just some fake local thing, right?
Yeah, or some worldwide Amber Alert. They're on TV, every radio station, every television, because they can't affect electromagnetic instruments. A gray comes on and says, here I am, we are from planet Krypton, we are here.
But even then, now, like Gene, right? Like back in those days when they had the black and white movies and all of a sudden, you know, the big voice came out of the sky pretty much and told everybody that they're here, like God talking to the people on Earth. But now we could probably do that ourselves. We've got satellites that are around the Earth at all times, global communications everywhere. I mean, somehow it's possible if we wanted to that we could pull off that hoax ourselves. So, I mean, how do we tell the real thing from the fake anymore, even if they did disclose?
Yeah, this is a huge topic right now, though. Stephen Greer and a number of researchers are talking about a possible false flag event where our government, using what amounts to ET technology, comes down and pretends to be ETs and starts shooting at people. One thing that's really going around in the UFO community is the triangular-shaped craft are our own, not ETs. I'm like, is that true? And I started looking through my files. I'm like, and I found very, very few cases of triangular-shaped craft. So I'm like, wow, you know, they're boomerang, manta ray-shaped, they're saucer-shaped, they're globes. There's all different types of shapes.
Yeah.
And I did find a few triangles, but very few. So perhaps this is, you know, the actual us. That there is a possible danger that, you know, if you see one of these triangular-shaped craft, because I've been told this by a number of people who should be in the know. These are military officers, that 20% maybe of what we're seeing, particularly near airport spaces, is our own craft, is our own reverse-engineered technology. Definitely something to be aware of, at the very least.
Let's talk a little bit more about your book before we get to the end of the show. We're talking about Wondrous, 25 True UFO Encounters with Preston Dennett. After being visited by Greys, a couple learned that they both have a history of encounters reaching back to childhood.
Yeah, this is very interesting because I've seen this in a number of cases. There's, I think, at least four in the book where people who don't know each other find out years later, after they're married, that they both have a history and were perhaps even brought together in weird circumstances, synchronistic circumstances, by the ETs. I interviewed this one gentleman from Montana who had had a sighting as a kid. Following this sighting, everyone in the, he was out ice skating, everyone saw it. But following this, he started having visitations by what he called the cat people. He said they looked like cats. Tall, hairless, humanoid cats. Well, not tall, 3 feet tall. They looked very much like cat-like faces, he said. He was not happy about it. Scared him pretty bad. He always shouted at them, go away, go away, go away. And it went on for throughout his young childhood and finally just stopped. And he thought that was it. Grew up, became an adult. Found this lady, became, you know, dated her. They got married, got married. She lived in Nevada, and he moved down there. And years later, you know, they're now elderly, a UFO program comes on TV. And he says, you know, honey, I think I was visited by aliens when I was a kid. She's like, oh my God, really? And he describes his cat-like encounters with cat beings, and she said, oh my God, me too. I had the same thing, cat-like beings coming into my room. She told her parents, they thought it was a nightmare. He had more memories than she did. She has just a few scattered memories of this. But they started seeing it again. They started seeing UFOs coming closer, try to photograph them. They'd always dart away. And boom, these cat-like beings start coming into their room again. And screaming and shouting at them, go away, go away. And they finally did. It stopped again. But they think that, I mean, it's kind of strange that these, you know, both of them have a history of encounters. And I don't think it's a coincidence because I've heard this before. But Hopkins has cases like this where people met each other on board a UFO and then years later they're brought together.
Well, we had a couple of shows like that where this was discussed. I'll give you one example, Denise Stoner and Kathleen Marden. And they worked together on a book. And Denise told of the case of meeting somebody aboard a spaceship after being abducted. Someone she had not known before. They exchanged notes, and after the event was over, they got in touch with each other. So just think about this. Whatever you think about UFO abductions, imagine, for example, meeting somebody, talking to that person, establishing contact, and then when the experience is over, you find that person is real, that person shared the experience with you. How does that happen?
Yeah, there's many cases in this latest book. Actually five, I said four, I just thought of another one. This guy I interviewed, very religious, from Utah, had a gray appear in his bedroom, taking his infant son, his toddler son. He's like, if you're taking my son, I'm going with you. And he had a complete revelation. He started remembering all this stuff from childhood. Pulled on board this craft. They said, you're going to meet this woman in the future. And saw his son with playing with another little kid who they did not know. And it was just a year or two later, this kid shows up in their lives and becomes his, you know, son's best friend for years.
More to come with Preston Dennett and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, that's one way of meeting friends. I met a friend once through a comic book, but we don't think about that anymore. You know, when people had pen pals. Do you remember pen pals? So this is fascinating. You meet somebody under these circumstances, and this gives a frightening, almost Twilight Zone aspect to it, because it turns out to be real. It didn't happen in your head. And people who say these experiences happen in your head, maybe they're partly right, but how do you explain some of that?
Yeah, I don't think this is a mental phenomenon. Some researchers are still asserting. Because, I mean, what about the implants? What about people who've come back injured or healed? What about the landing traces? No. What about multiple witness cases? And there are a lot of them. A good one is the Allagash case investigated by Raymond Fowler, where four men were taken on board. And all have the same darn story. How would you explain that as, you know, mental phenomena? I just don't see it.
I'd like to hear more about where these people have met each other on board, because, like Gene was saying, that's a really interesting case. When we heard about that on our show, we were like, okay, I really don't know any other way to explain that. I mean, certainly you don't just have coincidentally, you know, have a dream where somebody is actually real and you get their actual contact information and everything else. I mean, at the very least, it's something unusual. It's highly, highly interesting. And so what other kind of cases do you have like that?
There are several. I mean, in that one case I just mentioned, they showed him his future girlfriend. They said, you will meet this lady. He was kind of surprised to hear this, of course, and ended up communicating with this lady over the Internet. It turned out she lived across the seas, you know, in Europe, I believe it was. It was just a series of kind of synchronistic events that brought them together. Very strange. Another case involves this lady from the East Coast. She originally lived in Prunedale, California, and had a pretty rough childhood. Her parents were strict, not abusive or anything, but strict. And she was having visitations by these short beings. The whole room would light up. It was very traumatizing for her. And it went on constantly throughout her entire childhood, all the way up through her teenage years, until she became 18 years old. And she's like, that's it, I'm leaving home. I cannot take this anymore. And moved off to the East Coast. The visitation stopped. She started healing, you know. She thought maybe it's sleep paralysis, maybe I was abused. Finally came upon the subject of extraterrestrials, and she's like, that's probably what it is, but it's too scary. I'm not going to look into this anymore because I think that's what it is, and I don't even want to know. And she met her husband there on the East Coast, and she told me, didn't really have a way to prove this, but she says, I feel like somehow the ETs brought us together. I'm like, wow, really? She's like, yeah, I know, I seriously do. In some way, I feel like we were meant to be together.
That's really interesting. That is really interesting. I mean, maybe that explains some of these. Now we're getting into social sciences, though, but I mean, the ETs or whatever they are, these aliens do seem to be interested in our relationships. I think a lot of what they do is about studying our psychology and how we behave and react and interrelate with each other. And we've heard cases where people will have had a dream or a vision about the person they're going to meet and have even like drawn pictures of them. And then later it happens. They meet that exact person and they know that that's the person.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is a good example. She had encounters. Who did she marry? My brother, who chased a UFO and has this weird object in his arm, by the way. And I'm thinking now, gosh, he was very close to that object. And that's another thing I've realized. If you're within 100 feet of one of these things, it might be more than just a sighting. High likelihood that this was probably some level of contact there. Yeah, I took my brother to a doctor once because he's got this little matchstick-like thing right under his skin in his left arm, inside elbow.
Oh, that's, well, get it looked at.
the doctor, first thing he says was, wow, oh my God. He was someone who was into the UFO field, now knows about alien implants, a medical doctor, actually had experiences himself. But he was palpating this thing. He's like, wow, you know, that looks like a foreign body. My brother does not want it removed. Most people don't. But I wonder about that, because I hear that so, so often. Another case in the book, two people, you know, had their baby gone missing as a result of an encounter. Both of them have a history of encounters. Again, I wonder about that. How is it that these people are coming together when they all have a history of encounters?
How come I don't ever meet anybody like that? I mean, it's just like, oh, well, maybe it's because I live in Calgary, Canada. It's just like, this is just, you know, it's this backwater city of a million people. Which is kind of interesting because it seems like there are areas where just people aren't all that interested in it. There's just not the same level of interest overall.
Yeah,
like, like regions, like down where you are, it seems like everybody's sort of into it in their own way, right? Like,
yeah, that was one of my theories. I'm like, maybe it's because I live in California that so many people I know have seen UFOs. We are the leading producer of UFO reports in the U.S., by the way, but we also have the largest population, almost 40 million people. That's part of the reason, I think. But I don't know. This is a worldwide phenomena. Stretches back millennia. I mean, we know this, but since 1947, it's ramped up in a way that I think is unprecedented in all of world history. What's going on now has never, ever happened before, as near as I can tell, certainly not in modern history.
If it's real, that's the thing. Like, back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, even into the 70s, some of the stuff that people were reporting, there is no question. It was just way beyond the capability of anything that we could do then. Now, in the 2020s, who knows what we've really got? And it's like, oh, how do we know anymore? Again, that same question. You know, the golden era, yeah, fine. Maybe all the real UFOs, the real aliens, you know, they visited, they took off, and they're just gone. And we're left with this residual, you know, sort of cultural shadow of it, where we're mapping it on to other things that aren't the same anymore.
We're going to have to end it here. Preston Dennett, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
Hey, I appreciate that. I do have a website. Just use a search engine on my name, and it should take you right there. PrestonDennett.Weebly.com is the actual address. You can contact me through my website. I've got excerpts of my books. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, have a new YouTube channel. Well, relatively new. It's almost a year old now. Putting out my research on little videos. I'm not letting this thing go. I want to see the Roswell craft.
What's the name of the new book again?
Wondrous, 25 True UFO Encounters. I'm excited about this one. It's got all different types of cases in it. Whistleblower accounts, landings, a USO account. Oh, we didn't get into some of the best cases. Alien implant case. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that one.
And you will on After the Paracast if you're a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. By the way, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast. On Facebook, you'll find a group and a community. And someday we'll figure out how to deal with that. We also offer branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. T-shirts and throw pillows and beds for your dog. I'm going to try that one myself. We have four different logos. Randall designed a couple of them. And that way you can decide what kind of artwork you want on your official branded Paracast stuff, okay? Not every show does that. Four different logos. Theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. We also offer the Paracast Plus. The Paracast.plus is a place to go to check it out. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, where quite often we finish up or we have extended discussions with the guests from the regular Paracast episode, as we do with Preston this week. We also offer other exclusive interviews. We give you a version of this show free of the network ads. And one more thing. If you subscribe for 5 years, we'll get you a $10 Amazon gift certificate. Lifetime subscription, $20 Amazon gift certificate. To sign up in a couple of minutes, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Preston Dennett, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Hey, thank you. Always a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.